As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me your law, and show me the evidence. We got breakfast on the table. All across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, May the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, at least news. Hard facts, certainly that. Workable solutions when we can find them and where we can work them in. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. We stir it up here from time to time, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, already up and going. Pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You can call in, save us a dime at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. From around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. 1L there, CenturyTel.net, and for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647, the postal zip zone. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All of that contact information can be found at the BecomeVocalLocal.com homepage and the OracleBroadcasting.com website, where you'll find all of our archives stashed away carefully for you. Gold slammed in early trading, silver steady, U.S. dollar gains as crude oil slips. We'll cover all of that in our market reports for this morning. The Endeavor launched, Atlantis Nest, Israel killing Palestinians for Nakba, small towns on the chopping block. We'll go into all of that in the news basket as well. FEMA multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning continues, NLE 2011. We'll go there as well. We'll take your calls throughout the broadcast, as said before. Let's go to our market report. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Red ink capital. Gold whacked. Oh, yeah, you got the President's Working Group on Financial Markets in there with their jackboots this morning. Off $10.80 at $1,479, down in there in some technical damage for sure. At $1,479 a troy ounce, silver off 12 cents at $33.48. Platinum off up $4 at $1,757. And palladium up a buck at $710 an ounce for palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a wild spread this morning. $1,475.20 for a low, $1,499.60 for a high, but at $1,479 even, your gold is up year to year $247.10 for a 20.07% return on your investment. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Much, much more to come.
We'll be right back. Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Lots of news on the browser today. Let's go back into our market report for this morning, once again, where we found gold trading off $10.80. Boy, it's a waterfall. Waterfall just went, down it went. At $1,479 an ounce, silver off 12 cents at $33.48. Platinum up $4 at $1,757. And palladium up $1 at $710 an ounce. The London Gold Fix this morning. The boys in London, the LBMA, LBMA.org, check it out for yourself, set the price of gold at $1,495.50 and then dropped their crystal ball. The SPDR gold shares this morning claim to be holding 1,192.25 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $57.5 billion. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, sea of red ink there as well, not to mention all of the Asian markets and all of the European markets, get the idea. It's kind of a downward trend Tuesday today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 47. At 12,548, the NASDAQ off 46, closing out at 2782, and the S&P 500, not wanting to be left out, died in the blood too, off 8 at 1,329. Crude oil this morning, also down, off 74 cents a barrel for the $96.63 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, delivered as they are in the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up a scant 6 basis points. Some people would like to say the strong U.S. dollar is driving these markets. I would have to say the manipulators are driving the market. But nevertheless, the U.S. dollar index up at 75.66. Find out more about that at the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. It is their trade-weighted basket of currencies. The foreign exchange rates this morning, reflecting this upward bump in the USDX, find the Canadian loonie off 13 basis points at $1.02 U.S. The Mexican peso up 7 basis points, still at 9 cents apiece. You can fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. Your multiplier there, if you are headed south of the border, is 11.7737 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning off 20 basis points at $1.41. The British pound virtually unchanged at $1.62. And the Swiss franc up off, 0.23% or 23 basis points at $1.13. The bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, the yield on those bonds, the 2-year yield miserably low at 0.52%, the 10-year at 3.12, that's your benchmark, 3.12, and the 30-year yielding at 4.26%. Of course, your mortgage rates are impacted by this, where we find it across the board a continuing downward slide in the mortgage rates. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage this morning moves down from 4.03% a month ago to 3.80 this morning. The 30-year moves down, likewise, from 4.83 a month ago to 4.58% as they try and entice you and lure you into the real estate market. Well, nobody else is fooled. We aren't either. The prime rate is at 3.25% and set in iron. And the gold-to-silver ratio this morning always fluctuating. 44.16 ounces of silver. We'll bring you home 1 ounce of gold. Let's drop over here and visit with EconoDay. Lots happening in the economic calendar for this morning. Off the EconoDay website, we see that for today, Tuesday, the Goldman store sales are out, the housing starts are out, Redbook's out, industrial production is out tomorrow. The Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps will be out first thing early. The petroleum status report will be out. The FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, their meeting minutes will be released tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Thursday will be a big day, of course. Jobless claims will be out early on. Existing home sales, the Philadelphia Fed, so on. And then Friday is basically a no-nothing day. William Dudley is going to speak, and that's all they've shown on the calendar so far. But let's go into these little bits and pieces and find out what we can. The housing market index, again, this is off the EconoDay website. I encourage you to go and look at the EconoDay website, all right? A lot of the pundits out there and the analysts and the blogosphere, they go to these documents right here and they look at these reports and they then write their articles, fluffing them out, filling them up, and I don't know whether they get paid by the word or by the comma. Nevertheless, we can go right to the chase with this housing market index. Home builders continue to report depressed conditions. Well, do we need to go any further? Yeah, that's right. Just go ahead and drop a lock on your job box and go fishing, boys. Home builders continue to report depressed conditions as the housing market index held unchanged at a very weak 16 in May. That's just numbers. You know, economists do that. Lots of numbers. They love numbers. The index has come in at 16 for 6 of the last 7 months. Not a good sign. Sales 6 months out show special erosion this month, falling to their lowest level in 8 months. In positives, current sales and buyer traffic both ticked higher, so more and more people are going out riding with their realtor. Well, they say that current sales have ticked a little higher. We'll check that out tomorrow when we see the mortgage bankers' applications. Home builders blame competition from distressed sales for the depressed condition, as well as the unavailability of credit. I thought we loaned trillions and trillions to the bankers so that they could help out Main Street. Well, we know that's not the case. It only helped out Wall Street. They also note that buyers are not confident that they will be able to sell their existing home at a favorable price. Housing starts data for April will be posted tomorrow, and we will follow that when it comes out. Here's another one. The e-commerce retail sales. You know, America is running on the internet these days. Well, first quarter e-commerce sales rose 3.4% in a solid but nevertheless slowing gain. A solid but nevertheless slowing gain. Wow. Compared to the fourth quarter's 5.0% quarter-to-quarter rate. E-commerce continues to grow relative to total retail sales, up one-tenth in the quarter to 4.5%. What's that tell us? Well, it tells us that people aren't driving around. They're picking up the telephone and going one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy, or they're just going in and hitting it on the MasterCard or Visa and shopping online. And that makes good sense when gasoline's running $4 to $5 a gallon. And who wants to drive around anyway? A look back at the first quarter last year shows e-commerce at 4.1% of total retail sales. Of course, if you want to buy anything made in America, the only place to find it these days, I guess, is on the internet. The ICSC Goldman store sales comes out this morning. Heavy weather, sounds like a rock group, and high gas prices led to a 2.0% decline in the Goldman's weekly results for the May 14th week. That's right. People are staying home. And when you're looking for an excuse, high gas prices and heavy weather works. Well, anyway, though an easy comparison with the year-ago week kept the year-ago comparison at a respectable 3.2%. Overall, the report said consumer spending is expanding, though it is in fits and starts. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And once again, listeners, I'll draw your attention to our chat room at becomevocallocal.com. So often there's multiple broadcasts running. We've got a lot of chatters in the chat room this morning. Lots of links, too. Some of the material that I haven't seen before, I hope to go back after the broadcast, follow up on some of those links. But as one of our chatters mentioned, you know, hey, look at this. You know, we've got a big sale going on. It's a blue light special in the gold department this morning. Gold down $15, basically. Jump right on in there and get your gold this morning, folks. It's on sale. I'm sure they'll gift wrap it if you want it done. So the good news, again, with the housing starts report, was an upward revision to starts in March. You don't like these numbers? Well, just stick around. They're changing all the time. You know how they say, liars figure, but figures don't lie. By region, the drop in starts, now this is kind of unusual. Well, not really. There hasn't been enough time to get really busy down in Alabama, Tuscaloosa, and the other places. But by region, the drop in starts was led by a monthly 23% plunge in the south. Well, I guess a few tornadoes will jumpstart that in the south, but with the northeast declining 4.8%. However, gains were seen in the Midwest and the West, up 15.7% and 3.7% respectively. So the biggest activity is in the Midwest. Housing permits have been volatile in recent months, but trending flat. Those housing permits are so important, folks. If they're not taking out building permits today, that means there's not going to be any construction next month. Housing permits declined 4.0% in April, following a 7.5% surge the month before. Overall, permits came in at an annualized rate of 0.551 million, half a million, 500,000 units. I mean, they're foreclosing more than that, and are down 12.8% on a year-ago basis. So America is not building its way out of this depression. The bottom line is that housing is flat and at anemic levels. Likely, we need to look to other sectors in the economy to keep the recovery moving forward. Recovering in housing appears to be some time off, but that is not a surprise to our listeners. Here we go from the Red Book, okay, a post-Mother's Day drop. Yeah, that's right. Oh, those merchant man holy days, man. If it wasn't for the calendar, what would they do? A post-Mother's Day drop-off, together with heavy weather, made for a 2.3% year-on-year decline in Redbook's same-store sales tally. Retailers expressed their results in a year-on-year terms, which makes for big swings during the period heading into and out of the Ishtar season. This also makes it difficult for this period to get a handle on retail trends, which, considering calendar adjustments, appear to be no worse than moderately positive. Well, I can say this. It's really a deal when Easter moves all over the calendar, which it does, which it does. Industrial production, all right, here's another one. Market consensus before the announcement. The industrial production in March jumped 0.8%. Well, we'll have to come back to this one to see if there really was anything to it or not, as it so often happens. There isn't anything to it. Well, as everybody knows, the shuttle Endeavour has launched one last time. That's right. This out of the BBC. New news. Jonathan Amos, or Amos, science correspondent for the BBC, says the U.S. Space Shuttle Endeavour has launched on its final mission. Wow. Well, among them was Endeavour Commander Mark Kelly's wife, Gabrielle Giffords. Doctors were satisfied enough with her bionic head. I wonder whether she really got popped. Anyway, this mission represents the power of teamwork, commitment, and exploration. The commander said, well, in the future, we're just going to hitch rides with the Soviets. Well, let's drop that one and go right to this one. This, you know, the Israelis love to celebrate their birthdays. They really do. And this is how they celebrate Israel's 63rd birthday. Palestinians hold funerals for protest victims. My God in heaven, these people are nutbags. Funerals are due to be held in Palestinian refugee camps in southern Lebanon following the deaths of 12 people on Sunday in demonstrations on Israel's borders. I guess they were lifting their kilts and shaking their tallywhackers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that his country is determined to defend its sovereignty. Now, wait a minute. Sovereignty. I thought that was a dirty word in the 21st century. Sovereignty. Sovereign citizens. Israelis don't like the sovereign citizens over here, but I guess they claim it for themselves. So what's sauce for the goose ain't always sauce for the gander. Anyway, tens of thousands of Palestinians and their supporters marched toward Israel from Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan. Scared the pants off of those bagels. In one incident, thousands from Syria entered the Golan Heights, Israel says. There was also unrest in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip in Cairo. Egyptian security forces fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators outside the Israeli embassy. Palestinian camps across Lebanon have declared a day of mourning, with shops observing a general strike ahead of the funerals. The protests were held to mark Nakba, or catastrophe, the Palestinian term for the founding of the Israeli state in 1948. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians fled or were forced out of their homes in fighting and after, during and after Israel's creation. Netanyahu warned against further protests on Israel's borders. Responding in a televised address to Sunday's violent, Netanyahu said he hoped calm and quiet will quickly return. But let nobody be mistaken, we are determined to defend our borders and our sovereignty, though they don't mind trampling around, moving the borders and doing all the things they do in Jordan, the West Bank, and all of that. You never go to sleep in Israel and have the same borders when you wake up in the morning. That's just the way that goes. This is an interesting story. Cash-strapped states want towns to merge. Just when we started to become vocal local in our precincts, our towns, our counties, and our states, now we're going to start changing the boundaries even locally. Mark Niquette writing this for Bloomberg. U.S. politicians facing budget deficits are gunning for hamlets such as Green Hills, a square-mile Pennsylvania borough with 29 residents that exist to allow alcohol at a golf course. That's right, baby. Let's just start our own town. Well, the town was created in 1978 so it could apply for a state liquor license for the Lone Pine Country Club. I wonder if they've grown any more trees since then. It has an annual budget of about $10,000 to pay a solicitor and contract with a volunteer fire department in the surrounding township, according to Terry George, the club pro and mayor. Big town. He was elected in 2005 with all five votes cast. Hey, that happens around here, too. I don't think there's any logical way to try to pretend that it makes any sense, said Jay Bracken Burns, Sr., a commissioner in Washington County, home to Green Hills, about 35 kilometers southwest of Pittsburgh. Oh, excuse me, that's 35 miles. That's 56 K. Southwest of Pittsburgh, he said in a telephone interview. Pennsylvania faces a budget deficit next year at $4.2 billion. Well, let me say, you just kind of take a sidebar on this article here and say this, just for your own, you know, thought. Is it a good thing or is it not a good thing to have lots and lots of small towns? I think it's a good thing. There are problems, however, with that, because you have lots and lots of duplication, lots of repetitive expenses that needn't, you know, be coming on people, little schools, school districts and whatnot. But a little school district could be a blessing, couldn't it? Maybe you could live in a town that didn't have a cop. Maybe you could live in a town that didn't have a fire department. Perhaps you could live in a town that doesn't have a dog pound. well, that could be kind of nice, like a little island of freedom somewhere in America.
Information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, so our article again continues looking at all these little boroughs and hamlets in many of the parts of the country. Everybody's scratching their head trying to figure out should they stay or should they go. But this, giving up control, State Representative Tom R. Coltagirone. A Democrat from Reading, Pennsylvania, introduced a bill last year that would require consolidation among the Commonwealth's 2,652 boroughs, not donkeys, boroughs, you know, like townships, 30% of which have 1,000 or fewer residents. According to the Pennsylvania Department of Economic Development, residents and elected officials are loath to surrender control. Loath to surrender control. Good for them. And good on them for it. A lot of them know in their hearts it's the right thing to do, but politically they're afraid to touch it. Coltagirone said in a telephone interview, and I dare say that in the days and weeks and months going forward, they'll be glad they kept their politics local. A lot of them, again, know it in their hearts is the right thing to do. In Ohio, Governor John Kasich has suggested a bipartisan panel similar to the Federal Base Closure and Realignment Commission. Oh, good on you there, John Cage. Somebody ought to drum him out. Anyway, to analyze consolidations and document the benefits. If you can't show that there's something to be gained, you're not going to get it done, Cage said in a telephone interview. Old and over? Well, we wouldn't want things around that are old, after all. It's just not new. One state to the west, Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, has proposed eliminating the state's 1,008 township governments, calling them venerable but obsolete. Mm-hmm. Go back and visit around a little bit with Tavistock, maybe, later in the broadcast, and see how this all works out. Taking power to the edge, as they say, coming down in and working on this. What's the benefit? What's the benefit of 1,008 township governments? What's the benefit of over 3,000 of these little boroughs in a state? Well, largely autonomy, one. Number two, it makes it exceedingly expensive, time-consuming, and a big trouble to the change agents to go out and try and dialogue into consensus 2,652 Pennsylvania boroughs or 1,008 Indiana township governments. It's those pipelines of funds. It's all that greasing that has to go on. It's so much easier to grease the shoot of one corrupt elected official than it is to deal with 3,700 of them, you see. That's why I advocate getting busy right where you are, in your townships, in your boroughs, in your municipalities, in your counties, and in your states. Continuing, I've never seen such a consistent push across so many different states and across so many different municipalities to say, we have to look at this. Jarls Zedek Jr., vice president of the Center for Governmental Research in Rochester, New York, said in a telephone interview, the nonprofit center has advised governments about consolidation in New York, New Jersey, and Ohio. So be careful, America. You might want to save that consolidation effort for some time after 2050. Justifying duplication is difficult, and there's truth to that. In the Missouri Constitution, our state constitution, we can actually combine. There's 114 counties in Missouri. We can combine up to four counties if we so desire, we the people in all those four counties, and it would be a tremendous savings. It would be absolutely capital. It would be absolutely fantastic. We could build a brand new capital area, if you will. A new capital for the four-county area. And then we could consolidate. We could put all of our road graders under one maintenance system and management system, and we could afford to buy better equipment here and better equipment there, and we could get rid of all of these extra county clerks and all of that redundancy, and it could be a very good thing. But it would be best, I believe, to wait until we're actually involved in Operation Clean Sweep. Right now, division is our advantage. Let's continue. Justifying duplication again is difficult with revenue still rebounding from the recession. People are saying, come on, we know why you'd want to keep it this way, but we just can't continue to afford it. Well, let them go count sheep for now. Strauss-Kahn, well, I'll carry on with this one just a little bit later, but hey, of all of you intrepid researchers out there, has anybody got a fix on the woman, on the housekeeper, on the maid that was sexually assaulted by this money junkie beast? Anybody? I haven't heard a word. Maybe she's white. I would imagine if she was Hispanic or Negro, they would have it up on the headline by now. Maybe she's a white woman, 32 years of age. I don't know. I'd sure appreciate it if anybody in the chat room can find out. What's the name of this woman? Let's get a photograph of her. International Monetary Fund Chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn, accused of sexually assaulting and attempting to rape a hotel housekeeper, is being held without bail at New York Rikers Island Jail Complex while awaiting his next court appearance. Well, they're trying to do all kinds of funny business, trying to get him to go over to France, and they insist that they have to hold him and they can't release him on bail because if he went to France, we wouldn't have any legal mechanisms that could guarantee his returns. It would go, you know, he's a very, very wealthy man. He has substantial resources. they say, an extensive network of contacts throughout the world. This guy could just disappear through the cracks. And so they're not saying, you know, they don't want it to happen. They want him to stay right behind the bars. That's right. The alleged attack on a 32-year-old woman at the Sofitel Hotel in Midtown Manhattan occurred on May the 14th, according to the New York Police Department. It took place after the woman entered Strauss Kahn's $3,000 a night suite. What a cheap turd this guy is. What a cheap turd. He can afford a $3,000. It was $3,200 a night yesterday. Now it's down by $200. Cheap turd that he is. He can afford a $3,000 a night place to put his head. Maybe he can't afford a $100 a night call girl. I don't know. Escort services. He just thought he'd go after the maid. Well, it might work in France, Bubba, but it ain't working too good for you here. The victim provided very powerful details consistent with violent sexual assault. And so now they're going to go through this investigation and try and find out whether or not her story can be supported by the evidence. French law doesn't allow extradition of its citizens to the U.S., according to Stephanie Bonifaci, a white-collar crime lawyer in Paris where Strauss Kahn were to flee. France could offer to take up the prosecution there. And then it continues, but down at the bottom, turkey burgers. Yeah, this is the way it ends. Morello said Strauss Kahn was strip-searched and had to undergo physical and mental examinations before being moved to the West facility at Rikers Island. West facility primarily houses inmates with contagious diseases. The love of money, buddy. You're in trouble. And can also be used for prisoners who need to be separated from others. Thank God. When is Lloyd Blankfein and Jamie Dimon going to show up at Rikers? Rikers Island, New York City's main jail complex, lies off the shore of northern Queens, opposite LaGuardia Airport. It's 415 acres, house about 10 separate jails, according to the Department of Corrections. There are more than 10,000 inmates on Rikers Island on a daily basis, Morello said. Detainees are entitled to 3 one-hour visits a week, not including attorneys and physicians. If Strauss Kahn arrived in time for dinner, he would have been served turkey burgers with mashed potatoes and steamed carrots. Well, there's a little bit of justice in that alone. Goldman Sachs Bank of America said to plan loan talks with New York Attorney General. This off of Bloomberg, written by Karen Friedfeld and Donald Griffin, collaboratively writing, hard to say who brought the paper and who brought the pencils. But Goldman Sachs Group, Bank of America Corporation, Bank Morgan Stanley, will meet with New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman as part of an investigation into mortgage securitization, according to persons familiar with the matter. The meetings, which will take place in the coming weeks, were requested by Schneiderman, who didn't want to be identified because, said the person, who didn't want to be identified because the discussions aren't public. Schneiderman, who took office in January, is examining mortgage practices and the packaging and sales of loans to investors, the person said. So we'll see whether or not anything comes out of this little bit. Here's a little more. Going back to France as we do. French hydropower reserves rose to 51% last week, so they got more water, I guess, behind the dam. Rob Verdon writing this, Bloomberg New News. Hydroelectric reserves in France rose last week, boosting the supply of water for power generation in Europe's second biggest power market. Water reservoirs, those are the dams, the lakes behind the dams, for electricity production increased 2 percentage points to 51% full. So I guess the glass is half full now as opposed to half empty, up 2% to 51% full. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And, of course, your calls are welcome throughout the broadcast. You can call in at area code 866-841-1065 and join us live on air, as Ron in Missouri has done. Ron, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. The other day, we'll go back and we'll catch up here. The other day, you were talking about all that cell phone where we're going to have to listen to all these announcements and all this junk.
Yes.
You know, from the president. Well, it appears, and I understand, I have an older phone, so I understand that my older phone is not going to work when this actually gets going, and you, meaning me and you, we have to pay for the airtime to listen to these messages.
Well, it's kind of an amazing thing, Ron, you know, because as I've shared in the articles in the past, a lot of the people that are on public assistance get their cell phone service provided for free. So I guess that's just the way that Barry the usurper can stay in touch with his constituents, I guess.
Oh yeah. Now, as far as the county thing, they've been talking about that here merging St. Louis City and St. Louis County, and most of us in the county here are completely against this nonsense, because I guarantee you that they're not going to eliminate any of those positions. They'll rename them something. Instead of the director, they'll be the assistant director.
Exactly.
And all.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, government loves one thing. You know, they always have the same mantra, Ron. They're overworked, they're underpaid, and they're understaffed. And so the goal is always to reduce their workflow and be least efficient. That way, that justifies hiring more people so they can get that work done. But, of course, when they hire more people, they'll need to increase their budget. So there's no incentive for St. Louis, for instance, City and St. Louis County, if they were to merge, to eliminate anything. They'll still need to hire more people and have an increased budget.
Yeah, well, see, the city wants to merge because they want someone to pay their debts, you see.
Exactly. And they're looking to the they're looking to the counties to get that money. And I don't know if you are very familiar at all, maybe you are, about the history of city of St. Louis. City of St. Louis is an unusual place. It's kind of like Brasilia. It's one of these federal zones. It's kind of an unusual place on the map and on the planet. There aren't very many like it, but in the United States, I believe it's the only one. It's almost... Go ahead.
We got St. Louis, Baltimore, and I think there's three or four cities in Virginia or West Virginia that are all in the same weird thing. You know, there's all like five cities in the whole U.S., and I know it's St. Louis, Baltimore, and like three or four cities over in Virginia.
Well, St. Louis is a city county, according to the Constitution, right?
Right, and so is Baltimore.
Okay.
And but there's only like four of them, and what's weird is if you go down to the city hall, in the basement, there's one person in this office, and it's called the Office of St. Louis City County. Now, what they do, I have no idea.
That would be an interesting project, go down there with a cell phone and get a camera vision of it, but that's pretty interesting. Well, what do you think about the idea on the other areas, however, of eliminating or merging together the small towns? Would you be in favor of that, or do you think that would be a wrong direction?
Well, I live in a little town called Maplewood, and we have like the Maplewood-Richmond Heights School District where they combine the school stuff. We have the Maplewood-Richmond Heights Fire Department. Some of the stuff I don't mind as long as we have some local input and some local representation, but like here in the county, we have, I believe it's 96 municipalities, and some of them are kind of nuts. There are only 300 people in some of them. And how you would merge them and still have local representation, I guess, would be my main question.
Well, it is a big question, but at the same time, you know, here in Exeter, Missouri, down in the southwest corner, you know, we had a graduating class of seniors here of about 30 students. And nearby was the town of Wheaton. They had a graduating class of about 30 students. And if you think about it, Ron, you could put all of those 30 students in one classroom. So, you know, if they had that, you could have 12 classrooms and run the whole show. It certainly doesn't justify the budget that they have.
I think we got you beat. The School for the Blind, it was some year back in the 60s, they had a graduating class of one. Anyway, I'll let you continue reading your stories there.
Well, thanks for calling in, Ron. Appreciate it. Okay, well, yeah, there you go. Yeah, St. Louis is a real weird duck. And as he said, Baltimore, I'm going to have to look into that and see if there are any more of these city counties. It's kind of like the city-states. It's kind of like a card right out of the Roman playbook, you know. But it is most unusual, to say the least. I don't know whether we would have a benefit or whether it would be a horrible loss. I think, in a way, there could be possibilities where you could combine some of these towns. But let's look at proximity. And then let's look at the access that we, the people, have to those town councils, etc., our opportunity to get together in a public meeting. And I know from just experience around this area that, you know, if we have an Ozark Property Rights Congress meeting for the whole county, portions of the county just don't come because it's too far a drive. And if we were to put four counties together, you know, people would just not come to the school board meetings. They wouldn't come to the town council meetings or the city council meetings. And that's not a good thing. I think that if the people have government systems right as close as they possibly can, you know, if you're living in Manhattan, you know, you've got a voting precinct that maybe be two or three blocks. Out here, we've got, you know, a pretty good-sized county that has only got, 10, 12, 14, sometimes 19 voting precincts in it. We have a listener out in Idaho that there's thousands and thousands of square miles in a voting precinct out there. The population is just so sparse. So we really need to keep our eyes on this process and think about it. But when you see articles like this coming, this is the new world order. This is coming on us and at us, and they're going to do everything that they can do, like I said, to reduce the number of glad hands that they have to grease in order to get their agendas accomplished. So pay attention to that. Here's another interesting story off the Bloomberg website. We've been talking about our woes with ethanol. Well, here down in Brazil, Brazilian lawmakers call for a debate on reducing ethanol blending rates. This by Stephen Nelson. Two members of Brazil's lower house called for a public hearing to discuss ethanol policies imposed in April to fight soaring prices after supplies of the renewable fuel waned. They've got peak ethanol in Brazil. Look out. Sarney Filho, what a name, from the Green Party. They're everywhere, folks. Plans to debate the impact of reducing the minimum ethanol blend requirement at the May 19th hearing, the government said today in a statement. Standard gasoline sold in Brazil contains 25% ethanol. A presidential decree announced April the 28th, they reduced the lowest permitted blend to 18%. Huh. That's about what they're proposing for us. So I guess we'll just have one global ethanol factory. Antonio Carlos Mendes Temer from the Brazilian Social Democrat Party. Socialists. Pukes. Anyway, said the government should provide sugarcane mills with incentives and better access to credit to stimulate production, according to the statement. Oh, that's sugar. I wonder if the people in Nigeria would like a little bit of sugar with their breakfast. Anyway, if we want the car fleet to continue growing, we need to increase the production of cane, he said. Cane. Adam raised up cane. Well, here's another one. Gas prices to surge on nuclear fears. Sazal Davies tells Financial Times. Blanche Gott writing this one for Bloomberg. Sasol Limited, S-O-L on the stock ticker. Chief Executive Officer Pat Davies said natural gas prices will rise because of fears about nuclear power expansion sparked by the Japanese disaster, leading to greater demand for gas, the Financial Times reported. This is just in time, by the way, for the Bakken oil shales to be fracked. In case you didn't realize it, the Koch brothers are all over this one. This is Schumpeter's plan for creative destruction. That's right. Gas prices will also be boosted by growing demand in China and by climate change concerns. Watch those melting ice caps. Davies said, according to the Financial Times, the company is looking into opportunities to invest in countries including Uzbekistan, Australia, Papua New Guinea, and South Africa. Well, they'll get their natural gas wherever they can find it. Here's another one going up to Minnesota. A land of 10,000 lakes, right? And EXCO Incorporated, the U.S. Project Development Unit of EDF Energy's Nuvelis S.A., EEN. Wow, now that's not an American name. It's got to be French. Completed financing for a 205.5 megawatt wind farm in Minnesota. We'll talk about Minnesota up to the top of the hour. Be back for hour number two. Stick around.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, we've got a chat room, becomevocallocal.com, where you can engage in our lively chat room discussion, pick up new news and other information going on in our parallel broadcast there. Or you can call in throughout the broadcast if you have unlimited long-distance access at 512-904-8014 or toll-free around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Talking a little bit about Minnesota here. An Exco completing financing for a 205.5-megawatt Minnesota wind power project. Here's all the financing is coming from Europe. We're crying out loud. What, we don't have any money in this country left? Anyway, Dexia, Credit Local SA, and Societe Generale led a group of lenders that provided a construction loan, a 15-year bridge or term loan for the Lakefield project. San Diego-based NXCO said today in a statement, Union Bank NA MetLife Inc., which provided a portion of the construction funding, will also provide long-term financing by purchasing the wind farm after it goes into operation. Wow. And leasing it back to NXCO. Sounds like a credit mobilier scheme here. This goes back to Gustavus Myers, the great American fortunes. Wow. I understand how this little situation works. Other lenders that participated in the funding included CoBank, Banco Santander, Halaba, Landsbank, Hessen, Thuringen, and Lloyds TSB Bank PLC. A big umbrella, huh? Wow. For a wind farm. You had 9 or 10 banks involved in this thing. 205 megawatts, and they're putting in how much? Well, quite a bit. Quite a bit. Let's go on to the next one here. Here's a story about Gamesa. Gamesa to supply 2 billion. We can take that, remember the megawatt number there, from the previous article going on up in Wisconsin. Here's another one. Gamesa to supply $2 billion worth of turbines to Caparo in the largest Indian, that would be East Indian, not the baseball teams, East Indian order. Natalie Obico Pearson writing this for Bloomberg. Gamesa, G-A-M-E-S-A, Corp. Technologica SA agreed to supply about $2 billion of wind turbines to Indian Renewable Energy Development Caparo Energy Limited in what may be the country's largest ever wind energy order. Spain's biggest windmill manufacturer said the 2,000 megawatt deal will last through 2016. Let's look at the numbers here. We've got $2 billion being invested in 2,000 megawatt deal. Well, if you take a look at it, you know, a billion dollars U.S. is 1,000 millions. And 2 billion is 2,000 millions. So obviously, it jumps right out to me anyway, that if you have a 2,000 megawatt deal for $2 billion, you're talking about $1 million per megawatt or $1 a watt. Now, I don't know how much you all spend on a kilowatt, 100 watts. We spend about 8 cents out here in our rural electric cooperative for that. But overall, it's going to cost them about $1 a watt to put up these windmills. Of course, that's just the beginning of the story. Then there's all of the transmission lines. Then there's all of the foundations and all of that, the land that's going to be necessary to hold them, and so on and so forth. So, nevertheless, we're getting some numbers thrown at us that might help us to understand a little bit more about Don Quixote's windmill.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Tuesday, May the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And yes, again, my name still is William Roberts. You know, lots of ways to listen to the broadcast. You can jump up and listen to it on Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas. RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. And do jump up on TalkStream from time to time and click on the Become Vocal Local link there and help us to move up into the top 10 on TalkStream Live so that more people might stumble upon us. And, of course, then there's all the various apps. You know, as we get busier and busier and people think about, hey, let's go fishing, well, you can take Oracle with you on your mobile devices and things like that. So there's lots of ways to listen to the OracleBroadcasting.com stable, if you will, of hosts and broadcasts. Back again to this article, Gamis to supply $2 billion worth of turbines to Caparo in the largest East Indian order. Again, we're looking at $2 billion worth of wind turbines, and they're going to deliver 2,000 megawatts in the deal. Man, that's going to work out to about a buck a watt hour, I guess. Anyway, there's much more to that story, and we'll follow it as it goes along. But in other news, you know that this is the time now where we're dealing with this national, they call it NLE 2011. And there's a lot of information out there on the, it's a national level exercise. This is a level one. This is a top-off exercise. And we shared with you a little bit of information yesterday from the FEMA website. You can go up there for yourself and take a peek. And I would strongly recommend that you comb the FEMA.gov website. Many people for decades have considered FEMA to be the shadow government of our country. National Level Exercise 2011, NLE 2011, the fact sheet. The National Level Exercise 2011 is scheduled for May of 2011. That's now. The purpose of the exercise is to prepare and coordinate multi-jurisdictional integrated response to a national catastrophic event. NLE 2011 is designated as a Tier 1 national level exercise. Tier 1 exercises, formerly known as the Top Officials Exercise Series or Top Off, are conducted annually in accordance with the National Exercise Program. Well, went up and dived around on the internet a bit this morning. Couldn't find really very much at all. I wanted to find out some real specific things about what's happening in Missouri, for instance. After all, we're part of this top-off, and they're looking at this New Madrid fault and the horrible consequences that might happen if we were to have a earthquake on the, you know, from 1811 to 2011. It'd be only too convenient, wouldn't it be? 200th birthday here, or whatever it is, 100 years later, or whatever. Anyway, from 1811 to was the last time it had a major jiggle, and they're anticipating it someday in the near future. But nevertheless, you know, Missouri is featured in this thing. We've had all this flooding and whatnot. We spoke about it yesterday. And the whole program, you know, really is almost silent, on the web at least, for what's happening in Missouri as a result of this. So I found that even more interesting than anything I might have found about it. You would think that the web would just be a buzz. It is a buzz from the blogosphere, but it's not very buzzy from the standpoint of other places, what's really happening on the ground. Very little being said. Now, we've been looking at FEMA's multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation planning system, and most people probably couldn't give a flying Melinda. And I realize that, rather dangerous to take time on the air to discuss such a thing. And it doesn't seem to matter how many months I put in between or how many years we put in between. It seems that every time I bring this topic out, some damn thing like Katrina or the tornadoes or the meltdown in Fukushima comes with it. So anyway, it's a pretty good indicator that there is always going to be some natural disaster and or some man-made disaster. That's pretty much ought to be a given. So it's not so much that we want to foolishly, you know, be unprepared. As they say, some people say anyway, it's better to be prepared and not need your preparations than it is to need your preparations and be unprepared. There's some sense to that. But behind and underneath all of this is a much different program going on. All across America and all of the 3,066 some odd counties of America, there's a full court press to establish these enhanced 911 systems. And the 911 system is more than just some mundane governmental thing. All right? they're sold under a variety of different con jobs to the local people. Usually it comes to you via your volunteer fire departments in your county, curiously enough. They're the ones that start calling for an enhanced 911 system. Now, I've observed that in three different counties here in southwest Missouri. All right? You'll see something come up in the newspaper, sometimes just a brief article or two, and then you'll see these quarter-page ads show up, and they're talking about how great it would be for your county to have a 911 system, enhanced 911, E911. And they talk about it as costing you nothing more than the cost of a hamburger or a pair of tennis shoes. Now, I know that there are some pretty expensive hamburgers out there, especially in Washington and New York, but I know also that a pair of tennis shoes is pretty spendy these days. And my question to that kind of advertising is always, but how many pairs of tennis shoes is it going to cost me per year? And how many hamburgers am I going to buy? And, you know, do I ever get a bite? And so they come in with this lame, you know, thing that, oh, it's going to be so inexpensive. But it's going to be really good. It's going to be good for your community because your two-year-old will be, you know, if you have some kind of a disaster in your house, if granny falls over, you know, falls out of the lazy boy and is on the floor, the two-year-old can pick up the telephone and call 911. And the little one doesn't need to do anything more than just make that connection. And as soon as that connection is made, a chain of events happens that you might never see granny alive again. You might not have your two-year-old. Your family dog might be shot in the yard. Mom and dad might go away with zip ties on their wrists for elder abuse. And it just gets worse from there. And, of course, the whole stream of carpetbaggers profit, and they profit handsomely. The first responders, the EMTs, the ambulance company, the hospitals, the police department, the county clerks, the county courts, the jailers. It's just a real sweetheart deal. Everybody profits except the people. They don't really care whether anybody zips out quickly to help you out in the case of a burglary, but God help you if you should happen to shoot the burglar. They'll be sure and cart your butt away. Well, anyway, so we look at this enhanced 911 system because it's bigger than you think. Enhanced 911 is the door, it's the nose of the camel under the tent. And right behind 911 comes FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Planning System. And from that point forward, it transforms your county.
My name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
So, of course, here we are now in about part 17 of this long series on the FEMA's hazard mitigation planning and its connection to the United Nations Agenda 21 Program of Action for Sustainable Development. All right? And so I try and bring in all of these sustainable development type articles. We bring in, talk about the solar panels, and we talk about hydro, and we talk about nuclear, and we talk about all of this sort of stuff. Of course, as Nick Begich said, you know, on a broadcast where he was interviewed recently, that in just one of the mining districts in Alaska, there's enough coal readily accessible if they could just get a railroad spur over to that, which would be able to provide coal to provide electricity to most of the lower 48 for the next 200 years. That's just one deposit. That's just one reserve. We've got oodles and boodles of coal, you know. But then you wind up with little articles like this one in the chat room off the Telegraph. Wind farms paid £900,000 to switch off for one night. Wind farm operators paid $900,000. That's £900,000. You know, that's one point, multiply that by 1.62. To switch off for one night. The payments, worth up to 20 times the value of the power they would have produced, raises serious concerns about such subsidies, which are paid for by the customer. The six Scottish wind farms were asked to stop producing electricity on a particularly windy night last month as the national grid was overloaded. Their transition cables did not have the capacity to transfer the power to England, and so they were switched off and the operators received compensation. One operator received £312,000, while another benefited by £263,000. The payments were discovered by the Renewable Energy Foundation, a green think tank, which accused the government of building too many wind farms in northern Britain. There does come an upper limit of insanity. But all of this, you know, if you look at the word sustainable development, you reduce it down to the bare-bone fundamental. It's demand, all right? And so sustainable development, the purpose of sustainable development, Agenda 21, is to sustain demand for the environmental and developmental concerns products, such as wind farms. And they're going to reap a huge fortune. Of course, they're going to take it out of your pocketbook and mine. Now, let's go back to the phones, go down to Texas and say good morning to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
William, let's stay vocal local.
I think it's
how about you put one of them wind turbines on top of a basketball goal that's setting on a neighborhood street, would you then be able to keep the basketball goal?
I think you could probably not only keep the basketball goal, but you could probably get a presidential visit.
Yeah. Yeah, for the idea, if nothing else, just think of the time it would save and steal and everything else. Just use a basketball. Did you see the latest video on the net?
No,
I didn't. It happened to Delaware, and supposedly there was an anonymous complaint called into the city regarding 8 basketball goals on a street. I'm sure they were sitting on the easement, you know, the city's easement that you're, you know, have to take care of. But anyway, they showed up one morning real early. Well, actually, let me back up just a second. Delaware, which is Del Dot, sent letters out, the state sent letters out to these homeowners saying that they needed to remove their basketball goal. Well, a gentleman had contacted a city councilman, and plus he had wrote a letter back to him. So the correspondence was still in effect, you know, back and forth between TxDOT and this one homeowner. Well, early one morning, one of the wife hops in the car to take the kids to the to school, and she notices this big truck out there. They're pulling basketball goals up and throw them into the back of this large dump truck. Well, she says, all right, she climbs up the pole, okay? And she's sitting up there with a cup of coffee. Well, they can't take her pole right then because, you know, she's causing an obstruction, okay? Well, he's sitting outside talking to a video camera, and they show back up. They end up taking the pole, but they tell him that, well, you can keep the pole if you would like. Well, then they changed their mind. They basically lied to him, and they took the pole.
Right.
But he's screaming to high heaven.
Let me ask you a question. Is there a basketball hoop anywhere within your, you know, let's say 100 yards of your house?
Mm-hmm. Certainly is, and it's sitting on the easement.
Right on the easement. And so I have one right across the street from me. I actually had two, and I have one still in my neighbor's driveway, which is fine. It's on their property. But we have in the educational system in America today basically a training camp for the ignorant. And if you go into a public school, and there's several that I've been into right around here, as soon as you come into the building, the first thing that you'll notice is that you can hear a basketball. Now, it's a very low thud, 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 and it penetrates through everything. It's a bass resonance. You can't escape it. And so the children hear this from the very minute they come into the building until the last one that comes out and turns the lights off. And so what I've seen here in the neighborhood, these young people are basically conditioned to play basketball. Now, what I've noticed is they'll come out of their house. I live right across some rental properties right across the street from me. They'll come out of their house early in the morning about 6, you know, when they tumble out of bed. And they take their basketball and they stand in their driveway and just bounce the ball. And sometimes one-handed, sometimes two-handed. But if you look out the window and check them out, they're just standing there bouncing the ball straight up and down, straight up and down. Now, their parents got a basketball hoop. And from time to time, there would be a little bit of an interest to go over and shoot a hoop, you know. But very rarely. And the children never seemed to actually develop into like a half-court game, you know, or anything like that. It would just be random bouncing and shooting. And random bouncing and shooting. And so it would continue from about 6 in the morning until almost 11 o'clock at night. And so I don't know whether I can, you know, can complain about removing. I contacted the Department of Transportation here in Missouri, and there is no authority whatsoever to have a basketball hoop or paint a gridiron or play soccer on rural, you know, residential streets. And so I think it's got to be something where we need to go beyond just the presence of the basketball hoops and look at what are the parents doing? Are they paying attention? Do they realize that the noise, that not everybody's enthused? But for instance, if I'm doing a radio broadcast and I've got two basketball hoops right next to my house, I can hear them. I have to turn it. I can hear it in my headphones, them bouncing the basketball. So, you know, it comes to a point where we have to say, look, we're spending billions and billions on schools, and all of those schoolyards have a playground, and all of those playgrounds have basketball hoops. If you're going to play basketball, why not go to a park?
I can understand your opinion. This gold had been there for 60 years.
Yep. I read one up in Kansas City. It made the national news. And this fellow had put up a basketball hoop on a right of way in a really tough neighborhood. And then he would go down in the morning with a couple of basketballs, and he'd encourage the young men to come and play. And, he claimed that over the years, and he'd been at it for about 20 years, that he personally felt as though he'd been able to reduce the crime in the neighborhood. There were far fewer break-ins. The young people had an opportunity to talk with each other and stuff like that. And so he was, in his opinion and from the article, he was doing a good thing. But there again, you've got adult supervision of the time. I don't imagine that they continued the games well after dark, and I don't think they started before 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Well, it still comes down to it was a code enforcement officer from the city that showed up, but William, the state trooper, was there also.
Exactly.
Now, where does the jurisdictional factor fall into play there? I'm not quite so sure.
Well, you know, Department of Transportation rules over all of the roads. Even in a city, you know, they have a jurisdiction on the streets as well. But really good point, Mark. It's a good question. You're welcome to hang on. We can talk about it again after the break, but I've got to go to the break, so hang on.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. We're talking with Mark in Texas. Rather interesting and a real time. I like this conversation that we're having, Mark. And folks, if you want to call in, you're welcome to do so. You want to weigh in on this. Maybe you want to chew me out or something. But 866-841-1065. You know, Mark, I own my own house here, and there's three or four on my side of the street of single-family houses. And all the rest of them on this street, including the apartment buildings, are all rental properties. And so those across the street from me are tenants, and they come and they go. But sometimes their pals will come over, and there'll be like 9 or 10 trucks and cars parked along the street, and then they'll have maybe 15 guys hanging out across the street from me, bouncing the basketball, playing, shooting hoops, basically. It doesn't seem to be any like anybody's keeping score or actually having a game. And then they'll crank the stereo, and then out comes the beers, and now I've got a running party. So I feel as a property owner that I have a reasonable expectation to the use and enjoyment of my property, and there's nowhere in my house, there's nowhere on my property, on my lot, where I can go to get any quiet from that kind of noise. And so there is the element of enjoyment, and I'm glad you called, because this is going to be more important as we go forward. There is, you know, from the standpoint of enjoyment, I'm glad they have friends, I'm glad they're coming over, I'm glad they're getting together, but I also have rights, and as you've heard me say, my rights end where the rights of another begins, and so do theirs. And so if they're not respecting my right to the use and enjoyment of my property by having, you know, this basketball thing going on constantly, and it does run until very late at night. But secondly, Mark, I think that as we move forward and the price of gasoline and diesel go up and more people are going to be unemployed, that we're going to find more and more and more people no longer being able to go fishing or going on a holiday or going on vacation. They're going to be staying right in their yard, and I can see where more of these conflicts will develop. Are you there, buddy? Oh, I got to go over
here. Still here.
There you are. Go ahead. Sorry, I had you move.
I'm still with you, bud.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
I'm still here.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, William.
Okay, so go ahead. Did you hear my comment?
Yes, sir, I did. Yes, sir. I think there's a certain, when you move into an apartment, the restrictions are endless. But I think that there should be a certain amount of freedom when you buy a house, you know, the American dream, supposedly.
Right.
But when you do, you move into a neighborhood. And it can't be legislated to the point that it reaches the realm of a utopia. Is there a possibility they could play too late at night? Come on, yeah, the noise, yeah, that's a problem. Hey, I got neighbors have diesel trucks. Come on, I know what the noise sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, especially early in the morning when they warm it up before they head to work in the winter.
Sure.
You know, but that's part of living in a neighborhood. I'd rather see those kids out there playing basketball and me have to just put up with a little, I don't know how bad it could get, William. You'd have to tell me. You know, you've experienced it, but...
Well,
there should be a cutoff point.
It goes on day after day. But here, let's get into that, too, because you brought up another good point. You know, we've got a lot of Pillsbury Doughboys out there, and everybody's talking about, you know, childhood obesity. And I would certainly rather have them, you know, exercising and being out in the sunshine and playing than sitting in the house watching TV like a bunch of zombies. So, you know, I have refrained for the 3 years, 2.5 years that I've been here, from, you know, expressing my displeasure for the inconvenience that I feel as though that I'm having to deal with here. But as I said, it is rental, and they don't have the same bundle of rights as renters as I have as an owner. You know, none of them are paying taxes to go to, you know, for the school. They're not paying for the park, and they're not paying for all the basketballs and the lawn maintenance and the stuff over there. I am. So they are through their rent, but, nevertheless, I do feel as though this is going to become even more of a trouble as we go forward, because we're going to have more and more restless people. See what I'm saying?
Well, I can remember a point in time not too distant past where a city wouldn't allow a house to be rented. You know, you had to have the permission, for lack of a better term, to rent a house. In other words, everybody had to be an owner.
Well,
I can remember when the banks couldn't hold real estate for over a certain period of time. They had to get rid of it. They were not allowed to be the owners.
Well, one of the best things, you know, about rental property, in my opinion, is that it gives people an opportunity to have a roof over their head when they don't have enough of a downstroke to buy a house, or they don't have a good enough job to guarantee being able to make those payments. So I've always enjoyed, I think that people that provide rental property are providing a real service, and especially in today's downturn where we have so many foreclosures and things like that. So I have zero problem with rental property. In fact, I have rental property. But what I do have is landlords that don't pay attention to their property, number one. They don't work with their tenants to make sure that they're, you know, not causing local disturbances, so to speak. I have, in just the few years that I've been here, I've outlived most of the tenants that cross the road from me. They come and go.
Myself.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's part of the situation. But what I'm really getting at here is that the young people don't seem to be getting anything from their education, or they don't have any, you know, maybe they don't attend church or anything like that. They just seem to have like a careless, ambivalent, don't care how late or how noisy or how much they shout and all that sort of stuff. You know, they're within 40 feet of my house, all right, or less, 35, 40 feet, something like that. And you would think that they would have enough common sense to be able to realize that at that noise level, it must be irritating. And or whether they're doing it just intentionally or not, I don't know. But as I said, Mark, I think this is something that as we go deeper into this recession, depression, hyperinflation, we're going to have more and more of these kinds of situations come up where it's like when you're overcrowded, you know, someplace, and you just, it's like people just start coming glued against each other. And I've been trying to resist that.
There seems like in your particular situation, I think there is a lack of consideration going on. You know, from what I'm hearing from you, there seems like a major lack of consideration. But, you know, when this was a younger neighborhood back in the 80s, you know, the neighbors come over and say, hey, you know, Mark, we're going to have a party, not this Saturday, but next Saturday night. You know, we might take up a few more parking spaces. We'll probably close it down about, I don't know, midnight.
Yeah.
They let you know ahead of time.
Yeah.
There was no conflict. There was no problem. Everybody understood. In fact, you were delivered an invitation if you would like to attend, you know?
Exactly.
And you weren't.
Exactly.
You were not necessarily, and you weren't expected to attend,
right.
But the courtesy was offered.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I don't mind if you're going to have the party, but, you know, at least, you know, have the courtesy of extending the opportunity for me to come over and sit there so that I don't have to sit over here listening to it, you know. And I agree. I think that's a good thing. It's the idea of reaching out to the people around you. But, you know, this is
an... Well,
go ahead.
You worked it out. You worked it out amongst yourselves. You had your own neighborhood code enforcement instead of a neighborhood watch.
Exactly.
With a director, which is a direct emissary from the police department. We don't need all that. We could take care of our own little problems, adult-like, and make sure that there aren't any conflicts. There's no reason to anonymously call the code enforcement division of your local city and have them send out basically a basketball SWAT team to start pulling up goals.
Well, this is where I agree with you completely on that issue, because they up in Kansas City, that's basically what they did. They came and they just sawed this guy's, you know, backstop off and took it away. It was on a wooden pole. And so it left the community and his life, you know, because he was kind of just a single guy, and he spent all of his time with the kids. It left him kind of empty, and then they wouldn't allow him to put it back up again. So, you know, like I said, though, we're going to have more and more of this as we go on. I would not pick up the I don't call 911 if you get my drift, Mark. But, you know, I'll take care of it, you know, if it ever got to the point where it really bugs the hell out of me. I'll take care of it myself and, you know, damn the consequences. But, yeah, I think there's a lot that I'm learning from this. I'm learning something about me. I spent a long time living by myself out in the country, and I have to deal with that because I have a lower threshold to annoyances than many others would. But nevertheless, I have spent a good portion of my life also in a big city. So there's six of one and half a dozen of the other in all of this. But I'm thinking about the longer term. If the people across the street, if renters and stuff like that, if they can't afford to go away and they're trapped in their little apartments and stuff like that, either living on subsidies or living on some one person, maybe having a part-time job, we're going to have more and more conflict as we move into this. And so it's kind of been a learning experience for me.
William thanks for taking the call. I'm glad we was able to hash some of this out.
Absolutely, Mark. Call anytime. I appreciate it, and I enjoyed that conversation, too. Okay, there goes Mark from Texas. And, you know, there's going to be 1,001 places, you know, where I'm going to learn, and I think where we're all going to learn, you know, if we're going to be able to think of a time, and as I like to say, you know, so often, if we can look towards a future where we have less and less tyranny and despotic control and greater measures of freedom, then we're all going to have to come up. We have to come up together. It's not going to be one here and one there. We all have to come up to this new level of freedom, or else it'll just never fly. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with
Extend Ovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, folks, your calls are welcome. And it's 866-841-1065. Got something on your mind, want to get it off your chest, certainly call in. Let's go out to California and visit with Charles in California. Good morning, Charles.
Hey, Will. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
We went through that same hell you're going through with some Section 8 people moving in next door to us when we lived in another location. and playing their basketball all day and night drove us crazy.
It can be unnerving, can it? I mean, you just can't get away from that noise, and it's so monotonously repetitive.
Yeah, they would do it all the time till the point that we just had to look for another house in a better neighborhood.
I have thought about that myself. The value of this house has been so diminished by my inability really to be able to read. You know what I do in my life, folks. I mean, I read, I study, I write, I'm on the internet researching, I do these radio broadcasts. And for a thinker, that kind of an annoyance, you just can't get away from it. It's like having a toothache.
Well, what we did was we started looking for a house in a better neighborhood, so we found a half acre where there are a higher quality of people, you know, so to speak, not Section 8. And so that solved our problems. That was like 14 years ago, but it was living hell when we were there it was like a year or so we stayed there, but it was just constant bouncing the basketball, and these people were just, you know, lower class scum, basically, and they didn't get it. We complained to them, and that wouldn't do any good at all.
Well, you have to have some kind of a moral upbringing, you know, and then you need to have some kind of reinforcement coming from the schools in order for those kind of appeals and messages to be of any value. And so, like I mentioned to Mark, you know, it's kind of been a learning experience for me. It's kind of a checkup from the neck up. I spent nearly 20 years really living completely isolated from the rest of the world, and I lost track of how far down the educational system and the moral system in this country has really fallen. Common sense used to prevail. You know, when I was growing up, I would never think of that, you know. You would always think, well, you know, gosh, you taking a rifle out, for instance, and shooting a rifle. You know, I could shoot for hours. I enjoy target shooting. But if I'm within a quarter of a mile or something from my neighbor's place, they would probably get tired of it about the third firing.
Well, that's because you have brains. These brainless people that are among us nowadays, it's just they don't care about anything but themselves. And they're going to play their basketball, or they're going to hoop and holler and party all day and night, and you don't matter at all. And when you go to the police or anybody about it, they don't really care to do anything about it.
Well, it's not a deep enough pocket. It's not a deep enough hole. They know that the people are broke, and so there's nobody there that they're going to actually be able to done. They won't be able to, you know, collect any fines or fees. And so it's to no advantage to the police to do a damn thing about it. The city really doesn't care about it either because they don't want to upset a landlord. And so, you know, you're kind of caught between a rock and a hard spot, Charles.
Well, I know that you need quiet to read and study in that, and I know that would drive you crazy. So I would suggest you rent your house out and go find somewhere else, solitude, to live, to keep your sanity, because that will drive you crazy eventually.
Yeah, well, like I said, it has certainly been well on my mind, and if it had not been for the circumstances with the downturn in the real estate market, I probably would have sold this house and just stayed on my little farm. But as it was, this was more valuable than the place that I was, and I couldn't afford to just let this sit empty. But as I've seen, it certainly has been at a cost of my own enjoyment. But great call, Charles. I'm glad you called in with that, because I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there that are going through it. And as to whether or not the city was right or wrong, I think that the best place to start always is at the front door. And had they come and talked to the people, the owners of those basketball hoops, and said, hey, look, you know, we've got a problem here. First of all, your basketball hoop is in the city right away, and we can't have you building, you know, things like that in the city right away. Would you please put it in your backyard or put it up on your house or something so that your children and the young people that come over can play in your driveway, you know? And then please, you know, respect your neighbors or something like that. They began at the front door, and they didn't do that. They just came and started swiping all of the basketball stands, and they're not cheap. And so I can understand where the people that owned them would have been offended by it. But nevertheless, it's a two-way street, and the more people live in proximity to the other, the more of a give-and-take situation develops.
Well, as soon as even bouncing a ball on the driveway is distracting enough, but you know they'll if the houses are right next to each other, that sound will carry two or three houses down. It's not just right But if you happen to have the misfortune of living next door to them, you're the one that's going to go insane.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Well, there's no way to escape the noise. That low bass noise just travels. It's like having a bass, you know, on the stereo, a real heavy bass boomer. It'll go right through your walls. It'll go right across into your neighbor's house.
Yeah, and even using earplugs doesn't help because it cuts through there, too. But I would suggest that you either get the cops after them and see if they can do anything, or else just put your house for rent and find somewhere where you can have solitude, because you need your quiet time.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And I think everybody does, everybody. But thanks a lot for the call, Charles. We're coming out of the end of the broadcast here, and appreciate it. Yeah, there's 1,001 different ways to style it, folks. Again, you know, and we're running out of time, so we'll set aside the hazard mitigation discussion for tomorrow. But, you know, as we move forward, and as more and more people are packed in, you know, this idea of sustainable development in these sustainable pack'em and stack'em communities, what is life going to be like in something like that? You know, I've lived right in the middle of Seattle and San Francisco, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Orlando, Florida. I've been up and traveled and went up to New York City. Unbelievable. The city that never sleeps, the Big Apple. And I've seen it firsthand. I've lived it firsthand. I've been an apartment building manager, lived in big apartment buildings, you know, right in the city. And yet, back in the 1970s and 80s, when I was an apartment building manager, one of the buildings I managed was called the Lincoln Court, 32-unit building, steam heat. And yet, you'd walk up and down the halls, and it was quiet. Everybody realized that they heard somebody else when they were cursing and jumping up and down in their apartment, and they knew that their voices would travel too. Common sense dictates, common sense rules. And if you're living in a neighborhood, and you know, the activity that you're doing, you know, whether it maybe you've got a hot rod, all right? And I've owned hot rods, I've owned dragsters, and I enjoy a fast car. But when you're, you know, working on it and tuning it up, and you're revving it up a lot, and you've got your, you know, cutouts open and lots of noise coming, just remember that you've got neighbors. I mean, what else can I say? We do need to understand that as the more live in more and more dense areas, the more of an inconvenience we can be one to another. So, and then Mark made the good suggestion, is that if you do have an event planned, by all means, go knock on the doors, let other people know. It might be a good opportunity for you to introduce them to some of the things that we've been discussing. And again, had I, you know, had more of an outreach here and had a local precinct group going right around me, it would have been an opportunity perhaps to invite some of the folk across the street to our precinct committee meeting. And that way we could discuss those sorts of things. And, you know, even the Bible says that you before you take somebody to court, you go and you talk to them. And if that doesn't work, come back with a second person. If that doesn't work, come back with a third and a fourth, and then negotiate with them all the way to the court. Because by the time you get to the court, no one's going to win. The court will win, especially in America. And you know that victims in this country don't get any compensation. It's only the court that gets the money. So we've got a lot of things to think about, a lot of different expressions, I guess, that are worthy at this time period. We do, if we're going to live in freedom, if we're going to respect each other's rights, of course, then it starts with us. You know, we're always the default. Go and look in the mirror, Will, and I do, and I have. Because as our caller from California was saying, you know, we start to go insane with some of this nonsense. And I just had to go and have a little face-to-face time with myself in the mirror. I was getting madder than perhaps I ought at these young people and the disturbance that they were causing. But where were their parents? Why weren't the parents, you know, paying attention to this? Are the parents so poorly raised, reared, that they wouldn't realize that if they have 12 or 14 young ones right on the street playing basketball from daylight to dark and beyond, that mightn't be a bit of a problem for their neighbors? Do they care? Well, so much for all of that. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Verki water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verki dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verki guy offers amazing specials for Verki water filtration systems. The Verki light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verki light system today, complete with two black Verki elements for only $231, and the Verki guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Verki light, the Verki guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Verki guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goverki.com. That's goverki.com today.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.